Project Echo. Your experience of this story may be inhibited by your linear perspective on time. We apologize for the inconvenience. Episode
25th. The entity was right. I can't trust Valentine anymore. I'm starting to see the big picture. The agency wants to get beyond this year, and I can't let that happen. They've done too much damage already. I've got to find a way to stop them, and the only way I can think to do that is to destroy time travel altogether. I don't understand the specifics of the tech entirely, but I do know that anytime the agency wants to implement an update for all the devices, they just have to do it to the original one, and then it has a sort of domino or ripple effect. It goes to all of the others. So the opposite must be true. If I can destroy the original of each device, then I can stop all agents from time traveling. Tempus Itinerabus, Tempus Imperium, it won't matter. Nobody will be able to time travel. So that's why I'm here at the Agency Museum. Because I know at least one of the originals is on display, right?
So, on the next stop of the Agency Museum tour...
The original Skimmer. Now, this was used to simplify time travel and originally designed for children. And as you can see here, look. We can touch it. This is the interactive portion of the tour. Now, you see here, these bolts were used to really keep this thing nice and tight. So, very hard to destroy. Would anyone like to try and destroy it? You can't.
May I?
Yeah, of course. Take a shot.
Thanks.
Okay, you're just going to try smashing it? That's been done. Oh, a hammer. Wow, you brought one in. Great. Yeah, people have tried that before. Not going to work too well. Oh, what's that? Oh, a pocket knife. Yeah, sister, the hammer was a better choice than that. Whoa, hold on. Where'd you get... Is that a sledgehammer? Okay, wow. I haven't seen that before, but I'm glad it survived that. That's really cool. Where'd you get that gun? No, don't shoot! Oh my god! Okay, the pistol didn't work. That's good.
No. Okay.
Is that a grenade?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, back! Behind something!
No, the grenade worked. No, this was the best part of the tour. Who are you? You ruined it. You ruined my life. Everybody don't look. Nobody look. Everybody close your eyes. I'm going to
fix it. One down.
I'm going to fix it. Get out of here. Get out. The gift shop's down the hall.
The preceding audio recordings were recovered, assembled, and edited for your enjoyment by Many Sided Media. To support these efforts, head to patreon.com/manysidedmedia. This episode was brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes, from romantasy novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I'm a huge fan of post-apocalyptic world building, so I recommend starting with their piece, We Can't Stop Watching the World End, which talks about properties like GLaDLands, Fallout, and Silo, and what they have to say about humanity and our ability to imagine a world after the apocalypse. But any piece on World Builders Club is going to be a great read for those of us who love to imagine better worlds. So join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing at bit.ly/WBC many-sided or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.